Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Thoughts can come from God, and they are life. Thoughts can come from the enemy, and they are death. And notice that the thoughts in the words work like a seed. Keep reading it. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not thither, but does what? Waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall what? My word that goes forth out of my mouth, it will not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Amen. When the Lord wants to do anything, this is how He does it. He speaks a word. Hallelujah. And that word goes in to the medium it is to change, and it begins to develop and affects what He wants to happen. Hallelujah. We got a book full of the words that contain the thoughts of God. It doesn't matter what language the book is in, it's the thought that matters. Don't get hung up on language construction and don't get over immersed into technical definitions. It's the thought. It's the thought. They said Brother Smith Wigglesworth, his wife Polly had to teach him how to write his name. He had no education to speak of. And he finally learned how to write a little bit with his wife's teaching him. And he wrote to a fellow minister. And when he saw that minister, the minister said to him, he said, Brother Wigglesworth, did you realize you spelt Holy Spirit about 6 or 7 different ways? In the letter, he said, well, did you understand what I said? He said, well, yeah. He said, that's all. Because after all, really, we need to wake up a little bit, grow up a little bit. People are so sticky about some language variances and pronunciations and what have you. They change every few years. Have you seen this? And you're just showing your own foolishness by being such a stickler about something that's in motion, that's fluid. What's the big deal? Come on, help me out. The thoughts. The thoughts are the big deal. And bad thoughts, beautifully said, are evil. God's thoughts, poorly said, are life-changing. Is that right? That's better to say of them beautifully too. But people accept all kind of evil stuff because it's labeled art. It's a picture of evil. Evil thoughts. But because it was so masterfully, the paint strokes put on, it's beautiful. No, it ain't beautiful. It's evil, beautifully done. Still evil. Whether it's sculpture, whether it's music, amen, whether it's movies, whether it's literature, I don't care how well and beautifully it's pinned or molded or painted, what's the thought? And if it's an evil thought, it's from the evil one. And he's trying to sow seed. He wants people to stand in front of that thing and be mesmerized until depression gets in them. Suicide tendency. Come on, can you listen?
Yes, sir.
There's stuff. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm not done. One more verse. Oh, praise God. I had a thought. I had a thought. Go to Acts 19, please. We'll close with this, I think. Somebody say thoughts.
Thoughts.
Do thoughts matter?
Yes, they do.
Notice sometime reading the gospel accounts how many times it said Jesus knew their thoughts. He perceived their thoughts. If thoughts don't matter, why would it say that? Jesus is not dealing with things that don't matter. Oh, they're just thinking it. He wouldn't even have brought it up. He wouldn't have said anything. But repeatedly, it said he knew their thoughts. He perceived their thoughts, knowing that. I'm not talking about two or three times. More than that. He perceived and knew and recognized and understood their thoughts. And he addressed it just like they had said it or were doing it. Why? Because that's how things come into being. It's a seed. Thoughts are seeds. They're good or they're bad. And if you receive them and water them, they'll grow in you. And they'll change you into that. And it'll work out of actions along that line. He said, the Lord had said, you're there in Acts, but I'll finish reading this. He said, my word that goes out of my mouth, it won't return to me void. It'll accomplish what I please. It'll prosper what I send it to. My thoughts in my words are like seeds that go into the ground. And when they're watered, they will accomplish, God said, what I please. They will prosper in the thing I send it to. In Acts 19, I want you to notice what happened when people got saved. Acts 19:19. In the beginning days of the church, back up to verse 18, many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and did what? Burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. It was a huge amount of money. So these books were literature of the generation. They were literature and art that was very expensive. And they did what with it? They burned it. Why? Because they got saved. Because they got saved and began to recognize the evil thoughts in these books and in these writings and in these diagrams and pictures and sketches and whatever. And they had them a big bonfire. Oh, you're not going to do that? That's a piece of art. It should be in a museum. No, it should be burned. It was evil when the guy made it. It's still evil generations later. Friends, don't have just anything and everything hanging on your walls. Just anything and everything on your bookshelf. Don't read just anything and everything, imagining that you're such an intellect. Oh, I can handle it. No, you can't. No human being is immune from seed. Oh, you might need to just go out and go off the rails next week, but if the seed got in you over a period of time, you can transform into something you never imagined you would, because it can keep growing in you. We need to guard our heart. Is that right? Because out of it come the springs and the issues of life. We need to guard what goes into our eyes and into our ears, watching for those evil thoughts, bad thoughts. And we need to completely embrace God's good thoughts that are in His words. He said, I know the thoughts I've thought about you and the plans, good thoughts, to give you an expected end. When you hear God's good thoughts for your life, they light you up. That's right. And you need to grab a hold of that seed and say, yes, I received that seed into my life. And you need to water that. Can you say amen? Amen. Stand on your feet, everybody. Praise be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Just close your eyes.
I need to give this illustration. I can't get past it here. You know, when we got our house here, the yard was just full of weeds. I mean, it didn't hardly have any grass in it at all. And the Lord keeps reminding me that's the way our lives are when we get saved. We are just slap full of weeds. We are a weed bed. That's what we are. And that's what he's been talking about all morning long. But now, the guys that help us, they've been working on that yard. And they put some seed in it. And they've been watering that seed. And that seed has been overtaking that weed.
The weeds. Yep.
Do you understand that? That good seed has been overtaking the bad seed. And it's been growing and it's been flourishing and it's been getting greener. And the bad stuff has been dying. And that's what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If you will continue to plant the good seed in, all the bad things in your life will gradually... Now, they're not going to just happen overnight. You know, our yard didn't just instantly overnight get perfect. But it began to get better and better and better. And that's exactly what he's talking about, the seed of the word going into our lives.
Yeah.
You know, when we get saved, our lives can start to change. And we start planting this word in our lives and we start turning a different direction. And that grass started turning a different direction and it started looking better. And you start looking better on the outside.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
You ever seen anybody, you go to a family reunion or a church reunion or a class reunion that is not saved and they're the same age as you? That seed is not working in them. And it's the same thing as this. If you've got this seed working in you, it's changing you daily.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking different. You're
Thank
getting
you,
better.
Thank you, Lord.
You're growing.
Yeah.
And you're changing.
Yep.
And maybe you acted this way yesterday, but if you keep watering that and you keep getting that seed to change your life, it's going to overtake the bad stuff on in your life.
Yes, it is.
And push it out of your life.
Yes, it is.
That's what the seed of the word will do
Hallelujah.
In your life.
Yes, it will.
It'll overtake the bad and the good will be there. And you can get to a point to where there's no bad, but maybe one little weed, you can walk out there and pull that one weed up. You ever seen it in your yard? Or you can be the weed bed. You have to decide how much seed you put in. How much bad you want in your life, you leave that much word out and leave that much weed in. But we're going to put the word in, right? And we're going to flourish.
You,
and if a weed comes up, all we got to go is go,
pull
that thing out. Because there's so much grass, you can recognize that one little twig that's poking up out of the ground.
Yep. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Not a weed bed, but God's seed bed. Praise God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.